We are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the Freedom article. We are in the subtitle to discernments, A, potential, B, actual. First, we must understand that although the selfishness which we have defined as the force of the will to receive, is the very essence of man. It cannot exist in reality, even for a second. For it is known that there is a discernment, and a discernment in the potential. And the thing we call potential is the thought before it emerges from potential to actual and is established only in the thought. For what we call potential.
Yes, if there are questions, please, you can put your hand up and ask. Or through the screens through our Arvut system.
For what we call potential, before it emerges from potential to actual, exists only in our thought. Meaning that we can determine it only in the thought. But in fact, there cannot be any real force in the world that is dormant and inactive. This is because the force exists in reality only while it is revealed in action. By the same token, you cannot say about an infant that it is very strong when it cannot lift even the lightest weight. Instead, you can say that you see in that infant that when it grows, it will manifest great strength. However, we do say that that strength we find in a man when he is grown, was present in his organs and his body even when he was an infant. But that strength had been concealed and was not evident. It is true that in our minds we could determine the powers destined to manifest, since the mind asserts it. However, in the infant's actual body, there is certainly no strength at all, since no strength manifests in the infant's actions, since no force was revealed in the infant's actions. So it is with appetite. This force will not appear in a man's body in the actual reality when the organs cannot eat, meaning when he is full. But even when one is full, the force of appetite exists, but it is concealed within one's body. After some time, when the food has been digested, it appears and manifests from potential to actual. However, such a sentence of determining a force that has not yet been revealed in actual fact belongs to the conducts by which the thought perceives. However, it does not exist in reality, since when satiated, we feel very clearly that the force of appetite is gone, and if you search for it, you will not find it. It turns out that we cannot display a potential as a subject that exists in and of itself, but only as a predicate. Thus, when an action occurs in reality, at that time the force manifests in the action. Yet, we necessarily find two things here in the perceiving process, a subject and a predicate. That is, potential and actual, such as the force of appetite, which is the subject, and the image of the food, which is the predicate and the action. In reality, however, they come as one. It will never occur that the force of appetite will appear in a person without picturing the food he wishes to eat. Thus, these are two halves of the same thing. The force of appetite must dress in the image of the thing being eaten, since there is revealing only through clothing in an image. You therefore see that the subject and the predicate are presented as two halves of the same thing, whose appearance and disappearance are simultaneous. Now we understand that the will to receive, which we presented as selfishness, does not mean that it exists so in a person as a craving force that wishes to receive in the form of passive predicate. Rather, it pertains to the subject, meaning that it dresses in an image of things he deems worthy of receiving. It is like the force of appetite which dresses in an image of a thing worthy of being eaten, and whose action appears in the form that the thing being eaten and in which it clothes. We call this action desire, meaning the force of appetite revealed in the action of the imagination. So it is with our topic, the general will to receive, which is the very essence of man. It appears and exists only through dressing in shapes of objects that are likely to be received. For then it exists as the subject and in no other way. We call this action life, meaning man's vitality, which means that the force of the will to receive dresses and acts within the desired objects. And the measure of revelation of this action is the measure of his vitality, as we have explained in the act we call desire.
I see that it's not so simple. Yes? Maybe we need to read it again. Maybe continue and then come back to it. But it's not quite absorbed. I'm happy that there are questions here, but I'm not certain that these questions are within the understanding of the text. Well, let's see. Yes.
First of all, what is a thought? What is that initial thought that Baal HaSulam is talking about here?
What is a thought?
Yeah.
Thought is what's being clarified in us from the meeting of our intellect with something that we feel as foreign to us.
Ma.
And in the end, he says that that is supposed to put a certain desire in us.
Yes?
So how does that desire come out of the thought?
I don't know. We need to read it again, and maybe twice. I saw that it wasn't grasped. It wasn't received, this part. Should we read it again?
Kadima.
Let's go.
Bet Prinot Aleph Bekoach.
Title: Two Discernments, A Potential, B Actual. First, we must understand that although this selfishness, which we have defined as the force of the will to receive, is the very essence of man, it cannot exist in reality even for a second.
במציאות ממשית אפילו רגע אחד כי ידוע אשר
it is known that there is a discernment and a discernment in the potential and the thing we call potential is in the thought before it emerges from potential to actual, and is established only in the thought. For what we call potential, before it emerges from potential to actual, exists only in our thought, meaning that we can determine it only in the thought. But in fact, we cannot be, there cannot be any real force in the world that is dormant and inactive. This is because the force exists in reality only while it is revealed in action. By the same token, you cannot say about an infant that it is very strong when it cannot lift even the lightest weight. Instead, you can say that you see in that infant that when it grows, it will manifest great strength. However, we do say that that strength we find in man when he is grown was present in his organs and his body even when he was an infant. But that strength had been concealed and was not evident. It is true that in our minds, we could determine the powers destined to manifest, since the mind asserts it. However, in the infant's actual body, there is certainly no strength at all, since no strength manifests in the infant's actions. Since no force was revealed in the infant's actions. So it is with appetite. This force will not appear in a man's body in the actual reality when his organs cannot eat, meaning when he is full. But even when one is full, the force of appetite exists, but it is concealed within one's body. After some time, when the food has been digested, it repeats and manifests from potential to actual. However, such a sentence of determining a force that has not yet been revealed in actual fact belongs to the conducts by which the thought perceives. However, it does not exist in reality, since when satiated, we feel very clearly that the force of appetite is gone. And if you search for it, you will not find it. It turns out that we cannot display a potential as a subject that exists in and of itself, but only as a predicate. Thus, when an action occurs in reality, at that time the force manifests in the action. Yet, we necessarily find two things here in the perceiving process. A subject and a predicate, that is potential and actual, such as the force of appetite, which is the subject, and the image of the food, which is the predicate, and the action. In reality, however, they come as one. It will never occur that the force of appetite will appear in a person without picturing the food he wishes to eat. Thus, these are two halves of the same thing. The force of appetite must dress in the image of the thing being eaten. Since there is revealing only through clothing in an image, you therefore see that the subject and the predicate are presented here as two halves of the same thing, whose appearance and disappearance are simultaneous. Now we understand that the will to receive, which we presented as selfishness, does not mean that it exists so in a person as a craving force that wishes to receive in the form of a passive predicate. Rather, this pertains to the subject, meaning that it dressed in an image of things he deems worthy of receiving. It is like the force of appetite, which dresses in the image of a thing worthy of being eaten, and whose action appears in the form of the thing being eaten, and in which it clothes. We call this action desire, meaning the force of an appetite revealed in the action of the imagination. So it is with our topic, the general will to receive, which is the very essence of man. It appears and exists only through dressing in shapes of objects that are likely to be received. For then, it exists as the subject, and in no other way. We call this action life, meaning man's vitality, which means that the force of the will to receive dresses and acts within the desired objects. And the measure of revelation of this action is the measure of his vitality, as we have explained in the act we call desire. Let's go to an announcement about the Asian Congress. Please, Dudi Okoka.
Okay, friends, we're coming closer to the special convention, a convention with the topic that everything is attained with the force of prayer that will take place this weekend. And we wanted to update a few things, a few questions that we received. First thing, the convention will be in mixed tens, random tens, as we call. We come to the physical place that we go to, wherever we will be in the world. We pour in like water. We sit with every friend that we can sit next to, and we connect with them throughout that lesson, during that meeting. The second thing we wanted to update with is that Rav will not sit here in the hall in Petah Tikva, but rather will sit in his office in order to give more of an emphasis and importance and attitude to the Asian groups that are leading the convention. In addition, there are many more mirror conventions around the world, and Akoka will update.
So the places that we know about of mirror congresses is Argentina, Australia, Azerbaijan, Belarus, Canada,
Germany, Hungary, Kazakhstan, Latvia, Mexico, Moldova, Poland, Russia, Turkey, Ukraine, Arzotabrit, Vegan Be Israel, Shitasfuyot,
United States and Israel. There's a gathering. We heard that in Comiel there's going to be a big gathering, and also the group of Haifa. The men there also decided to gather together in order to strengthen as a group. And we really recommend that everybody in Israel and the world to gather. It's a great opportunity that we don't get every day, so take advantage of it correctly. The study materials were sent to everybody, so go over them. They're also in the Arvut system, also in the website of the Congress. We have the schedule there. So tomorrow we're going to have another announcement, a few more details. So
now we're going to move to a report from Info about the convention.
Hola amigos. Un nuevo regalo tenemos. Una nueva oportunidad.
We got a new gift, a new opportunity in order to get together. Every time there's a congress, there's a preparation where we need to just do what we're told. So a week ago, we already gathered 60 friends in Chile at one place, concentrated on the Congress, and we don't have a lot left. We are preparing our hearts so we can gather. The men's group is gathering physically. We want to invite other friends from Chile to join us, and our heart and intention are all in the Congress.
Hello, friends. In continuation to what Antonio said, in truth, we already began the convention. The preparation is part of our convention, and a part of the Santiago Chile group is traveling to Argentina. The other part is traveling to Valparaíso, where they will be connected physically together with Access, meaning all of Santiago, Chile, will be connected to Asia and to Israel and to the whole world. So we're asking from the depth of our hearts for you to participate. Register for the convention. It's simply wonderful to be together with friends and to enjoy it together with you and the Creator. L'chaim.
Today's schedule, so at 10, talks with Rav Leitman, at noon, a live lesson with Rav, and we'll end with a song.
The highs and the lows, I call on my friends to show me the way,
to rise from below.
En la elevación sentiré ya la luz. Mis amigos vendrán, tú a mí subirás por encima del yo.
Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising high above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves.
כל מה שרע זה רק הלך וגדל ועמד למולי כחומה בצורה בסטיגה בפיקי זפסי אופשי מלבוי רסקריבה לספרטה היא בלגה המשתה נסליק לה זה סבוי.
It's that the we take, each wall that we break, we're rising higher above ourselves towards the light that never ends. We will rise above ourselves. Each step that we take, each wall that we break, we're rising higher.